This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's your girl Tennille M. Jackson, Empowerment Specialist, Life Coach, Lit Coach, coming to you one more time with another podcast. And today I'm just going to be kind of talking to you guys a little bit. This isn't a direct, I'm teaching you something. Normally when I come on through the week, I'm giving you all tips, whether they're literary tips or life coaching tips. I typically just sharing nuggets, dropping wisdom with you all. But today I just wanted to kind of just share some things, just talk and have some general conversation. And so right before we jump into it, let me do my due diligence and encourage you to go ahead and subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. If you are not already subscribed, if you haven't already done so, feel free to go to anchor.fm and keyword search Educated and Empowered and subscribe. It is only $3.99 a month and you get a lot of different episodes. It's not just the free episodes and free content, but I also have some exclusive episodes that I make just for my subscribers, and they can include, you know, literary tips as well as life coaching tips. And so go ahead there. Again, that's anchor.fm. And then you want to keyword search Educated and Empowered to subscribe. And then also, if we're not already connected, feel free to connect with me across social media platforms, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or even YouTube. You can feel free to connect with me at My Name is Tennille. You can follow me there. If you have any questions, you can hit me up in the inbox on Wisdom. They have a feature where you can ask a question. So feel free to interact with me that way. And finally, if you want to connect with me on a more professional level, maybe you need some consultations or you would like some personal coaching, feel free to go to my website, which is mynameistennille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. Now, I want to just kind of talk a little bit about what it means to define success, right? So our topic tonight is defining success. And I asked a question earlier on Facebook. The question was, what does success look like to you and for you? And so even though it may sound like they are the same questions, it's actually two totally different questions, right? And so that's really what we're going to be talking about tonight, defining success. And so when I ask, what does success look like to you, I am well aware that everybody is going to have a different answer, right? Because what I know from personal experience is that so much of that answer is going to depend on how old you are. So in other words, how much life you have already lived versus how much life you have yet to live, right? So experience that definitively has a part to play in what and how you define success. And so that's probably one of the key factors. And I was really just thinking about, even with myself, right? I remember being in my 20s, I define success really was more so like tangible things or accomplishments, you know. So And matter of fact, I would even say before my 20s, I think as a child, parents a lot of times instill in their children the concept of being successful, right? And I think that when we are talking about what it means to be successful, it's always about achieving some milestone, right? So, like as a child, being successful can be, not just graduating from grammar school, but being, on the honor roll or even being valedictorian. And then, as you go through high school, first of all, success would look like completing high school without having any children, right? And again, I'm not saying whether or not this is good or bad, right or wrong. What I am saying is, in general, what most parents, the picture that most parents or guardians paint for their children as to what it is that you should strive to achieve. So this does not mean that if you didn't finish high school that you're not successful, or if you were a teen mom that you are not successful. That's going to be later on in the podcast that I'll hit on that. But right now, again, what I'm doing is really just kind of setting it up as to And I think that these are maybe even universal goals. So regardless of what race or ethnicity you are, I think that parents universally want what's quote unquote best for their child or their children. And so I think that when you're first born, is really about you don't necessarily know what success is. You're a child. You don't know. Your whole thing is really just trying to be pleasing to, again, whether it be your parents or whomever it is that is raising you, whoever has authority over you. Your desire for the most part is just to be pleasing. You just want to make sure that you're not getting into trouble. And I think a lot of times when you're younger, you really seek that validation and that approval. You want, for whomever to be proud of you. So again, whether it's your parents or grandparents, your teachers, you want that affirmation when you are younger. And so I don't know that you really have your own ideas yet because you are still being nurtured. You are still being raised, really, right? And so early on, these are concepts that are instilled in you. These are things that you are told. So it's really the concept of success, I believe, is really more so shaped for you, right? And like when I was younger, I don't know that I even thought about success. I thought about being pleasing. I thought about wanting to do what I knew would make my parents happy. I think I was probably, if I'm being honest, I was probably grown before I thought about things in terms of before I thought about what success actually meant to me and for me. For the longest time, I simply was acting out or executing, carrying out those things which were instilled in me at a young age. And so, my father was in the military, and so there was a particular standard of excellence, right? There was an expectation set at an early age that you are to be the best at whatever it is that you do. And so, whether directly or indirectly, that then became synonymous with success. Doing, being the best, getting an A on my paper, getting 100%, being the only one or the first one. That is kind of what I attributed to as it pertained to success. And again, I don't know that I called it success. I don't know that that would have been my word. What I knew was that if I did those things, then that would ensure that my father would be proud of me, right? And so as a young child going through grammar school and then, high school, you understood that, hey, the expectation is that you graduate without having a child. We don't want for you to be a teenage parent. You know, you don't drop out, so you're going to finish school. And then again, in those days, the way that your life was kind of set up for you, the big picture was you graduate high school, you go to college, you get married. And when you follow those things in that order, and after you get married, you have children, right? So that was the school, the old school way of thinking that I came from. So like now we know there's a whole different way of doing things in terms of entrepreneurship and things like that. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But again, just kind of setting the stage for how one defines success. And so I believe, again, like when you're young, I don't think that you define success because you don't necessarily know what's important or what's not important. I think you as a child are looking to be pleasing. You are looking for validation. You are looking for approval. And so whatever those tasks or those achievements, whatever it is you have to do to get what you're looking for. So I guess if you want to break it down, you can say success as a child or for a child, success is doing right by your parents, because that's your mentality. Is I just want to make sure that my mom or my grandma or my teachers or whomever, I want them to be happy with me. And so if they're happy with me, then I did good, right? So at its most trivial stages, that's really what success is, making sure that whatever it is that you do, you're happy with those results. And so as a child, it may not actually be the specific things. It's more so I want to say it's a byproduct of doing those things. So you may not necessarily know what you need to do. You just know that if you do these things, it will get you the result of, you know, so if you get some type of reward for having good grades, or you get a reward for cleaning your room, it may not be that you feel that a clean room means success. You just know that a clean room may get you a reward, and you're looking to get the reward, right? And so, again, as you keep going and growing and you get through high school, you know, so as an adolescent, now what success looks like is finishing high school without, so we're not dropping out. We don't want to be a teen parent. And then ideally that you're going to college. And then beyond that, success looks like not just going to college, but getting scholarships so that you can get a free ride to college. And then it's not just getting in college and getting a free ride, but it's being able to be accepted to one of the quote unquote good schools. So you want to, you know, ideally is get into an Ivy League school like a Princeton or a Harvard, you know, a Yale, something like that. And then, or whatever the ideal or epitome of college is for your particular industry. So like if you are in the arts, if you're a dancer, then Juilliard would be your goal. So it's like whatever the epitome is, that becomes the goal, that becomes what you're trying to do. And if you're able to do that, then you're successful, right? And so the thing about it is, if that's how you look at it, that means that there's always something else that you are going after, right? So now you're no longer in grammar school. Now you've gotten beyond high school. So now you're in college. So now what success looks like is finishing college, because you don't want to drop out. Because if you drop out, and especially if you were not successful in getting a full ride, and if your parents did not qualify for financial aid, just say, then maybe you had to pay student loans. Now, I can't really talk about that because I actually did graduate as valedictorian from my high school, and I did get a full ride all 4 years to DePaul. And so it was not until I went back for my graduate degree, my MBA, that I knew anything about loans, because undergrad wise, everything that was a full ride for me. But my point is that as a college student, you are probably you define success as actually completing your degree, right? And so if you're able to finish school, you get that degree, and then what's next? Making sure that you then get a job in your major. So if you go to school, whether it be 2 years, 4 years, or more, then the idea is that you're not just going to school for the sake of going to school. The idea is that, okay, once you finish, now what success means is putting that degree to work for you. How many of you have either heard that or said that? So now, if you want to be successful, you're going to put that degree to work for you. So that success now looks like getting a job in the industry with which your degree, in which you have your degree, right? And so that even if you get a job, but if it's not in your same industry, then now that's a whole different realm of success. Like, technically, you're not really successful. You got a job, but it's not a career, right? So once you're in college, now there's this whole differentiation between job and career. So now success is being able to obtain a career as opposed to getting a job. So if you all are just tuning in, what I'm doing today is just kind of setting up a talk. We're talking about what it means to define success. And right now, again, this talk is not necessarily right versus wrong. Just kind of like a what it is for many people. And then after I finish setting it up, I actually want to just delve a little bit deeper into, or I don't want to say delve. I want to then share what I have actually found, right? So right now, I'm just setting it up for you guys in terms of what most people consider success to be and how they derive to that conclusion, right? And so once I get done, which I'm almost done here, then I'm going to transition a little bit and I'm going to talk about what it is to me. Again, one of the questions that I asked today on social media was, what is success to you? And what is success for you? And so, what I've been doing in these last few minutes is really just setting up what it actually, the fact that for many people, especially when you first start out, so for young people, you don't necessarily pick what success is, it's kind of picked for you. And for many people, you're probably almost an adult before you actually choose or define success for yourself. Just in carrying on with it, so now you've gone through college. So now what success looks like is having a career versus a job. So that if you quote unquote just get a job, then technically you're not going to be considered successful. And by whom are we talking about? Possibly, probably your family, those who had these great expectations that, hey, if you went to college and you did all of this, then that must mean that you're gearing yourself up to be better than a job. Or possibly even your friends, those fellow students that you graduated with, the ones who actually landed a career in their designated field. And so if they see that, let's say you all graduated out of med school or something. So the expectations that now you're going to be a doctor, but if you end up changing your mind and now you just have a job, now there's a difference of perspective. And so now you're not really perceived to be successful, right? And so it's really like it's this path that you really had no choice in making. You had no input for the most part. It's really just pursuing a particular path that in many cases has been pre-selected for you. Now, here's the problem with that. Whereas I'm sure whoever picks this path for you in advance probably has the best of intentions for you. At a point, you become of a certain age, and it's not necessarily just once you become 21 or 18. As you start having feelings and you start knowing what you like for yourself and what you don't like for yourself, then you may want to make different decisions that don't keep you in alignment with that path that was already chosen. So then the question becomes, are you any less successful because you choose a different path? Right now we have the Guru Warrior in queue, and so we're going to see what they have to say about defining success. So let's welcome the Guru Warrior. How are you?
How you doing, sister?
I am doing well. How are you?
Well, I am facing my 53rd annual revolution around the universe.
Okay.
The sun, the planet. So I'm thinking about that question.
Mm-hmm.
How do I define what prayer, saying the same thing over and over again? And I have a very terrible disease called lupus.
Okay.
It's like a four-room life with a two-year-old child, and the whole room is filled with electrical sockets.
Wow.
And they have two forks, and your body changes every day. Your hair falls out, it goes gray. You have children, things change. You get older, you can't remember your name, but you still have that certain spark inside of you, mm-hmm, that wants to teach people that here I am, a living testimony,
yes,
showing you that patience counts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself and you will automatically find somebody just as strong as you. You're like a magnet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that person who's tied to you by the registering of fate will appear,
mm-hmm,
once you accept yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That is so true.
That's the definition of success.
I love
From
it.
From there, you move on. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Love is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Love is the foundation of your house. So you have children and you make your house stronger because you don't want to see your children fail.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see them grow. So you make sure that they're comfortable and they have what they need according to education. Even though you might not live in the greatest of neighborhoods, you're still gonna make it shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you got three pieces of furniture, it's gonna look like a palace. That's the way we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's another definition of success, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's coming from, you know, years and years of immigrants in my family,
mm-hmm,
you know, growing and showing me the final steps to them. You know, when they were in their country, they were very successful. They had gobs of money, but that was their country money.
Mm-hmm.
When they came here, it was like 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it was New York. It was 70s, 60s, 50s. They're still fighting to be free. Not fair.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I tell anybody, you know, the right to vote, the right to, you know, express yourself honestly on these stations is to, you know, understand who you are first. And then speak on that. And that's what I do each and every time I talk. Because this is just a reiteration to myself and to whoever is listening that this is not your lesson, it's mine. And I'm glad you're here for the ride. So maybe, you know, I'm being nice and sharing. I don't know. I'm a New Yorker. We're mean.
Well, you seem pretty nice to me.
I'm just kidding.
Do you have a show on here?
Yeah, all the time. I'm everywhere. Just hashtag me. I just love to play with people's psyches. I mean, you won't believe how smart I am. It's just so much fun. And I'm high too, and it's legal. Sorry about that. I am who I am. You know, I say whatever I say I am.
Absolutely.
It's the truth.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm there, but I love to have fun because, you know, I'm like Peter Pan, and I'm a gray-haired woman that could barely walk. But my voice will take you wherever you want to go.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, for those of you who are listening, you hear the voice of the Guru Warrior. And so if you want to connect with her, you are on Wisdom as well.
I love your voice. I'm trying to figure out, like, sounds like North Carolina.
Oh, no, I'm actually out of Chicago. I'm out of Chicago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was thinking kind of Detroit, but I've been to, you know, your West Indian Carnival and the one in Toronto. We passed through and partied in, like, three states and then went over to a different country in 3 days.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a younger time in America. You know, now everybody's worried about blowing up or catching corona. You know.
Yeah, it's a totally different time. It is definitely a different time,
yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why, you know, now I think that the way we look at success and define success, it even has to change because of the fact that the times have changed. But I want to thank you so much, Guru Warrior, for coming on and sharing your story. And thank you so much for listening. And if you're not already following me, feel free to do so. Thank
I'm
you.
Following you. You come on my show and listen all the time. So I saw you in my queue and I decided to listen to you.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Absolutely. You have a great rest of the night. Continue to listen to the show.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. So if you guys are just now tuning in, we are talking about defining success. That is tonight's topic, defining success. And what I was saying is that, like, when you, as a child, you don't necessarily get the right. You're not starting out defining success. Success is typically defined for you. And so, you know, it's really hard because as you get older, your desire is to basically be pleasing to those who have already set the path for you, right? And so it's like as you're going, you're saying to yourself, well, do I, as you start getting older, you have a decision that you have to make. Your decision is, do I continue to do what has been laid out for me and what has been determined for me as being successful, or as I'm starting to learn the things that I like and I don't like, do I just try to go on that path? And the fact is that many people, and again, I think that this is universally so, regardless of race, ethnicity, and I will even say to an extent, gender. I think that many people choose to continue to live a life that they know will be pleasing, and I don't necessarily know that it's because they don't want to upset others, more so than it is that that level of uncertainty, right? Because it's like, okay, if my parents or my grandparents or my teachers, if they're saying to do this and they're older than me and they've had all this experience, then how am I sure that this thing that I want to do will actually pan out well? And so sometimes, you know, the fear, and this is one reason why I talk about fear, because we don't want to live by fear, because what fear does when you live by fear is it really limits you, right? Like if you're afraid to try something, then you don't know how great you ever have the potential to be, because you're limiting yourself. And so a lot of times this is what happens. But again, continuing in this process, because I'm just about done and I'm going to switch over to just sharing the conclusions that I have reached now, being old enough. Two of my children are legal adults now. I have next week I have an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, and then I have two children who are minors. But the point is, I've lived enough life now where I'm able to look back and I'm able to see, you know, it's the whole thing of hindsight being 20/20. And you don't know, you know, when you're in that moment, were these the right steps that I should have taken? And all of that really being in quotes, the right, like these all become really conceptual terms, right and wrong and good and successful. And these are all just kind of like buzzwords, right? And let me clarify really quickly, because there is a such thing as right and wrong. And so when I'm talking about, when I'm saying right and wrong in this context, I don't mean in terms of morality, right? Like we know that it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to steal. So I don't mean right versus wrong in terms of morality. I mean right versus wrong in terms of a decision that you make for your life. And so again, the point is this. As you are going through these things and you are, so this is to my adults who, you've had this life already, right? You've lived this. It's just some things I just want to throw out there that just may make you go, that just may get you to stop and think for a moment, especially if you are a parent, because sometimes what happens is we duplicate the exact same blueprint that was given to us, not necessarily because it worked for us, but because it's what we know, it's what we have. And so we have to always be careful to learn the lessons that life is trying to teach us. Because the bottom line to what I'm saying in terms of painting the picture of how things are put before you from a child through your adolescence, through your young adult years, is the fact that if you look at it, it's always something else to strive for, right? Like there is never a point where you really can say that you're successful if we use this model, because you're steadily going. There is never a point where you can look at your life and say, so by the time you get to high school, you can't say, oh, well, I was successful, or I am successful, because of the fact that, you know, you have, because I finished grammar school, but I still have to go through high school. You can't really say that you're successful, because it's like, okay, even though I finished high school now, or I finished
finished grammar school, now I got to go to high school. And then once you finish high school, I can't say I'm successful because now I have to see whether or not I'm able to get into college. And then if you don't get into college, then you can't say I'm not successful because there's yet another plan or another route. Or if you get in college, you see what I'm saying? And so it becomes this thing where you're so busy doing, you're so busy always trying to strive for the next, that you get to a place in life where you look back and you're like, wait a minute, when did I get 21? When did I get 25? When did I become 30 or 35 or 40 or 45? Because you never took the time to actually enjoy and embrace the moments that you were in, because you were always trying so hard or focusing so much attention about getting to the next thing, right? And so there are times where you really have to focus on where you are in the moment.